So I've already told you in my notes that I had a 2008 MacBook, the first year of the aluminum body, the only year that there was a 13-inch aluminum bodied MacBook that was sold as a MacBook. The next year they made it a MacBook Pro. I think it was the only year where you could remove the battery, which I did. I just left the battery out. But that was my first Mac. That was, wow, I think the computer before that was my first like actually functional computer, which was a Dell Inspiron 2200 when I was 12 or so. Anyway, there were no laptops after that until my HP Spectre when I was 23. There is a reason I'm detailing all of this. In 2010, my mom bought me a studio desktop PC, which is the machine that I did all the drywall stuff on. Windows 7, very first generation i7, 8 gigabytes of RAM. And it must still, like, given that the computers I have now can't run the games that computer ran, I guess it had the most powerful graphics card I've ever owned. But that was my primary computer through high school. I didn't really, like, for one, that's hard to explain. Most importantly, though, when I went to community college in 2013, I did not have a laptop. If I remember correctly, my mom offered me the choice between an iPhone 5, I think it was the 5, and a laptop. And this was the time when the Bluetooth keyboard support was added. It was the 4 or the 5. And I was like, well, hot damn, I could just use this as a laptop. And I did. All of that said, I've been using Evernote since it was in beta, since I discovered it. That was like, I hadn't even considered that anything would come along to replace Evernote, because nothing, as far as I knew, really, had existed before it. I didn't really like, I mean, compared to now, I didn't actually write that much, but like, that was where my thoughts were. If you pulled my Evernote account from me until 2013, I would have been like fucking lost. I didn't back up anything back then. Anyway, I don't remember if Day One had just come out on iOS or period, but I discovered Day One. And let me just say, back then, oh my God, it was amazing. Like, my one complaint with Evernote is, like, I'm a superficial person. I like pretty fonts and stuff and text formatting. I like to see pretty text formatting while I'm composing. And Evernote was very, very, very ugly. If you think it's ugly now, or that it was ugly 2 years ago, it was looked the same as it always had. And that look was 8 years old by that time or something. So it was very old, like very gross. So Day One was like, I was like, oh my God, like this is salvation. Like the location and the weather and the song thing, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking bury my head in this app for the rest of my life. This is all I'll ever need. Had I actually written more, had I written as much as I do now, I bet like my age shifted. Man, I can't even imagine what I would. But anyway, back then, like, using a Bluetooth keyboard with my iPhone, yes, I usually talk about how funny it is to be seen doing that, but what I discovered was that it really helped me focus. I endlessly fiddle around, and it's the main problem for me getting work done. I'll just, instead of actually fucking writing, I'll find myself trying a new writing app, but not actually writing, you know. It's gonna come back when I talk about Bear, as I already have, but anyway. I was a 19, 18 year old young man. I had quit Adderall because of just the way, I don't know. Yeah, I quit Adderall like midway through my senior year of high school, which is not a good move. And like, I had a very, very serious, I was in a relationship that was the most important thing in my life, unquestionably. So God, I keep that little screen. Not that it's really that little, but I found a way to just, you know, pound out stuff in Day One with Bluetooth keyboard on my iPhone, and found it helped me focus a lot. Now, if I actually go back and look at the stuff I did, pounded out, it wasn't no epiphanies. I mean, a lot of the stuff, in fact, I think the stuff that's in Feebles and Night, my poetry collection, the stuff that was not originally written by hand, which is not very much of it. God, it's been so long. And some of those poems were very old when I put them in there. So the stuff that was not originally written by hand was written in Day One. No. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But the whole reason I am making this voice known is because I just looked at my Twitter Spaces thing that I've been writing exclusively on my iPhone. I printed out the first draft, you might say. Sat down on my bed, have my tray thing this printed big, large text gumma pen, and I'm going down the page and looking at my sentences and my commas, and they're not doing well. I've gotten used to for whatever fucking reason, I have gotten worse and worse at doing what I do the more I've done it. That's a bad sign. Yes, I know. So I have gotten used to revising myself, but it's not catastrophic. But considering that the way I felt about it, what I pounded out, it's a mess. It's very clear that I forgot that I'd set up like a certain order of citation. Like I've been like, I'm about to bring up two interviews. I brought the first one, and then I did bring up the second one, and I said, and here's the second one, but not in a way that makes sense. And that was days ago, and I kept going. Basically, I looked at this, and I'm just like, holy shit. Really? Now of all time, like this was supposed to help me. Now of all times, this reverses, and writing on my iPhone is more of an obstacle now instead of a savior, whatever. But it's not the iPhone by nature or Bear or even that I've been swapping between, it might be, it's because I've been swapping between Tayo and what I need to do is when things are actually time sensitive, like sort of like this, I've just got to, when I'm on my phone, stay in within Bear. When I'm on my computer, stay in Typora. I used to love writing in Typora so much. And then I had that simple workflow going. And then I started fucking around and I haven't stopped. I need to get back to that point. That zen. But yeah. very much on the subject of all this stuff and tech staffs. I'm discouraged right now, but I'll keep you. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, if a voice memo gets recorded in lossless audio and no one ever hears it, did I even make it? Yes, I did. And here it is.